This is Awesome Etiquette from the Infinite Guest Podcast Network and presented by VPR. I'm Daniel Post-Senning.
And I'm Lizzie Post from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one.
When someone says thank you and the person being thanked says no problem instead of you're welcome, is that rude? When I say no problem, I mean it as a shorthand for it was no trouble at all, no thanks needed. But I have had people argue that the no problem sounds rude. It seems to be a generational divide. My elders find it very rude. My peers or younger people don't seem to. I'm in my 30s. But is it inherently rude? Do some things grow less rude over time? Thanks for any insight you can offer. Best, R.
No problem, no worries, it was nothing are all responses that you're right. The intent behind them is, oh, this was no skin off my back. Don't worry about it. This was easy to do. The trouble with that is that when you deny someone the act of gratitude, then I think it's really not your place to do that, that you want to accept their thanks rather than deny it. A really great way to do that and to kind of still give that air of this was no trouble is to say, hey, it was my pleasure. Like, I was happy to do it.
I like that it was
and
my pleasure.
It's a way of putting the positive spin on what you want to say rather than the negative of no problem.
I really like that. We talk about it's important to receive gifts well, and gratitude is a gift, and receiving that gift well is important. So I couldn't agree more that the default is you're welcome.
Right.
And I think that the problem here is that the default becomes the no problem or it was nothing. And that always minimizes the thank you. That always minimizes the act. And sometimes you've done something that is worthy of thanks.
As a society, it's funny, but we kind of have trouble taking credit for things. And your welcome makes us feel like, oh, yeah, you should be thanking me. Mm-hmm. It's so funny. We're so quick to put a negative spin on stuff. And your welcome doesn't do that. It just acknowledges that, yeah, you did do something for someone and they are grateful for it. So acknowledge that gratitude.
And every once in a while, it was no trouble or it was no problem is a good option in your toolbox, in your range of options.
Sure.
But just don't have it be your default and don't use it all the time.
And in your case, R, you're noticing it as a generational divide. So when you're talking with people of a generation above you or a couple generations above you, then by all means, beware of the people around you and use that you're welcome. And when you're with your friends, you know that they understand it's no problem, no worries, is no big deal. Hi, Lizzie and Daniel. My 10-year-old son has very long, very beautiful hair that he decided to grow out a few years ago. I also have a 7-year-old daughter. Almost every time we go out to eat or shopping, someone will refer to my girls or young ladies. I've talked to my son about how it can be hard to identify gender at such a young age. He seems totally okay with this when it happens, but I don't like it. When is it appropriate to correct someone, and what is the best way to do it without embarrassing him? And it was wonderful. She included a picture of her son, and I will say he has the most gorgeous, thick, long blonde hair I've ever seen. I mean, he truly has beautiful long blonde hair. I think you just make the correction.
Yeah.
You know?
As quickly and easily as possible. Oh, that's my son, Jack. This question hits a little close to home for me. I love it. I decided to grow my hair out, as you know, when I think I was about 11 years old.
Yep.
And by the time I was playing hockey on the varsity hockey team at age 16, I was braiding my hair and it would come out of my helmet in a braid down my back. Fans from other teams knew that we had a girl on our team and would think that I was the girl and would oftentimes cheer
however
accordingly. Yeah. It's not that big a deal. And your son's 10 years old and people are going to make that mistake. People make that mistake with little babies all the time.
Yeah.
So for now, just be persistent and consistent and let people know.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.
Awesome Etiquette is recorded at Vermont Public Radio and produced by Infinite Guest.